And turning to news from the Holy Land, three Islamic Jihad militants were killed in an explosion in the central Gaza Strip this afternoon. It was not immediately clear what caused the blast. An Israeli army spokeswoman said she is unaware of any Israeli attack in the area. Meanwhile, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas today said he will meet Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert next week, keeping alive a U.S.-backed dialogue despite Hamas rocket attacks on Israel and Israeli air raids in Gaza. Co-CEO of the Israel-Palestine Center for Research and Information, Gershon Baskin, says that mutual distrust is at the heart of the current crisis.
We're in a very peculiar situation that we've been in for years, that everyone knows more or less what the boundaries of a solution are, what are the parameters of an agreement between the Israelis and the Palestinians, and yet we're unable to reach that because the basic lack of trust and confidence between the two sides and the ability to deliver. And here we have a mirror image of both sides on each side of the conflict. The Palestinians assert that there's no partner for peace in Israel, and the Israelis assert that there's no partner for peace on the Palestinian side. Right now, there is a situation of no law and order on the Palestinian side, and it makes it very difficult to know who you should negotiate with, who can deliver an agreement in the end. But the Palestinian perspective is that there's no political will in Israel for an agreement. What we need here, and what is also absent, is strong leadership from the United States to lead toward an agreement, and the United States is simply not there.